This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The highest end of the real estate market is buzzing. Already this year, three houses in the U.S. have sold for more than $100 million. Just last week, a property in the Hamptons area of New York's Long Island sold for $147 million, the highest ever paid for a single-family house in these United States. Conrad Wilson reports.
High-end real estate is like a new global currency, or even a safety deposit box for the uber-rich.
The wealthy see real estate as a likely source of stability and safety.
Jonathan Miller is a New York real estate consultant. And what he's saying is pretty significant given the fact that housing prices bore the brunt of the last recession. Still, UCLA's Eric Sussman says real estate that gets this kind of attention is full of risk.
I don't think any economist, any real estate expert would say buying a $100 million home is a safe place to put your money. Because let's face it, you're talking about, again, a very scarce asset with very few potential buyers.
Regardless of whether spending millions on a house is a good idea, Sussman says it's clearly a sign that the wealthiest are feeling pretty good now that the economy is recovering. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.